Yeah, you know, that's something that we talk about all the time. You know, in Miami, we did a good job of going down and scoring before the half. We talked about how important that was. And so anytime you turn the ball over, you know, and then they can get the ball right before the half and go score, and then they get the ball back again in the second half, it's a good thing for that team.
Your wideouts had some drops. How much of an impact did that have, especially in the first half?
Yeah, you know, I got to throw the ball better. You know, the drops, you know, it's got to be something to do with me. You know, I got to throw it better. I got to put it on them, better timing. You know, it's on me. It's on me to get that fixed, and I'm gonna work to do that.
Derek, can you just talk about the Patriots' efficiency? Might be one of the most efficient teams to come around in a long, long time. You make any kind of little mistake and.
Yeah, they do a great job of, you know, they don't do anything special. They just do everything right, you know. You know, you sit there, and, you know, in the first half they don't have any turnovers. I don't think they had a penalty. And, you know, they do the little things right, and it starts, you know, in the off season. It starts how they, you know, their culture and their room and their building and all those kind of things. It's something that we're building. It's something that we're striving towards, that efficiency and those kind of things. But obviously we have a long way to go.
You guys had the bye week and the self-scout. How frustrating is it to come in and not be able to move the ball tonight?
Yeah, you know, the thing, hard thing for us is we actually felt like we moved the ball well, you know, as a unit. We just didn't score, you know, whether it was a turnover. We had the matchup long to Johnny that we wanted. Then, you know, things happen, you know. You know, there's little things in there that we felt like we were seeing it right. We had a good plan, moving the ball, those kind of things, but then, especially the first half, you know, that one killed us, you know, going down there. And then, you know, we're not trying to do wrong. You know, it just, you know, we turned it over.
Hey, Derek, watching Hi. Tom Brady playing at that level at 40 years old, what do you think of that?
Very impressive. He's a walking Hall of Famer. Everyone knows that. You know, he's definitely one of the best to ever play the game.
What did you learn from watching Tom Brady play?
You know, I learned a lot from him, you know, when I was in college, just watching him prepare and those kind of things. But when you become competitors and, you know, you learn about the game, you more want to beat him, you know, than, you know, take things that he's doing and trying to emulate it. But he definitely does a lot of things that you want to emulate for any quarterback, you know, and he deserves all the credit and everything that, you know, he's going to get. First ballot Hall of Famer, fantastic player, you know, but when you're playing him, you just want to beat him.
Derek, with as tough as tonight was for you guys coming off the bye, especially, how do you rally the team and not cash in on the season being 4-6?
Yeah.
Yet you look at the standings and you're still right in the middle of it, especially that second wild card or even in the division.
Exactly. You know that, and for us, even if that wasn't the case, you know, there's no doubt in my mind. I stood in that huddle, down 30, with my guys, everyone hurting, everyone mad. And we look at each other during one of those timeouts, and nothing changes for us. You know, we are who we are. We're not going to turn on each other. We're not going to turn on anything about what we do. Obviously, we know that our culture and everything that we do works because we've seen it work. And so, you know, there's little things that, you know, coach is going to hit on, and we'll let him do that. But mailing it in and those kind of things, that'll never happen as long as I'm here.
Did it felt like a home game tonight?
You know what? It you know, traveling down here, I think it was like 4 hours or something like that. And, you know, getting here, I think that, you know, the hospitality was great. But you know, it really wasn't, you know, it wasn't the Coliseum, you know, that feel. Now, we loved playing here. We love coming down here and playing. But it felt more neutral. You know, we definitely know how to travel. You know, we definitely know how to do that part of it. I don't think guys felt out of shape or anything like that. Or, you know, when you eat, you know, staying on your schedule of eating when you're in a different time zone and all those things. I don't think that hurt us. You know, I think that we do that really well. Oh yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, I definitely love it. I think it's great for the NFL, and you know, I think it's great for the fans. Yeah. Yeah, you know, we definitely, you know, ran the ball well. You know, definitely efficiently. I don't know how it ended up statistically and those kind of things, but when it was a, you know, when it was a game, we were able to run it efficiently, and we had a great plan for these guys in both the pass and run game. But like you said, when you're down, you know, you just got to go to throwing it, you know.